1897. At her Sunnyside home. Spoke in the chamber above the mill on Sabbath, January 2nd, for first time since her illness late in 1896. We must have a meeting house, she decided, and she inspired interest and effort until the meeting house was a reality. Planning to build a home for WCW's family. Counseling with Bro. Simmons Rhea Health Home. Visited Summer Hill, to counsel with Brethren Simmons and Haskell Rhea Health Home, and met speaking appointments in Newtown and Ashfield, all in Sydney area, in February carrying heavy burdens in connection with the school, counseling in regard to many problems, speaking frequently, etc. Also overseeing building of home for WCW's family, while he was in U.S. for General Conference. Visited Summer Hill, Sydney, Ashfield, and Newtown again in August, speaking and counseling, and spent a few days in Summer Hill in September. Spoke frequently to the students, and on Sabbaths in the crowded upper chamber. October 16th spoke in the new chapel, and October 17th offered dedicatory prayer at the dedication of the new chapel, a triumph of faith. Labored in camp meeting at Stanmore, near Sydney, October 21st to 31st. Returned to Sunnyside November 1st, feeling very ill. Deeply interested in the work at Stanmore, and labored there again November 19th to 23rd, December 3rd to 6th and 17 to 27. Plans were underway for a church building there. Met WCW at Stanmore October 21st, he having just returned from 10 months absence in U.S. Many sick came for help. Sarah M. proved to be a real medical missionary, answering many calls for help. At times the sick were cared for in EGW's home.